So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
From the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness joins us now, and we have some warnings for you, including posting a back-to-school photo. You better think twice. Tell us why, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, there are hidden dangers of posting your children's photos online, especially for, you know, for the first day of school and things of that nature. I guess parents don't realize that identity theft can happen to your child. You know, a recent study in 2020 in Javelin Research, about 1 in 50 children are subject to identity theft. So parents, if you're going to post, don't put in any personal identifiable bio information, which means, you know, no addresses, no school's name or, you know, teachers' names and things of that nature, because your kids are online today and you start putting these pictures online, it really creates a footprint for your child. And the identity thieves can find that information and sometimes steal their identity.
Unfortunately, that is all too true today. Be careful. And also, watch out for fraudulent QR codes. How is this scam working, Steve?
Well, we're seeing more and more acceptance of QR codes, which are fine. Unfortunately, the scammers are using it as well in some way. So the Better Business Bureau is seeing, not only locally but across the country, an uptick in our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau. So we're seeing under, like, parking meter repayment, you see a QR code next to a parking meter, and it clicks and it goes to a fraudulent website asking for your credit card information. You know, we got romance scams that they're using QR codes now. Phishing scams where you get an email out of the blue saying, you know, here, check this out, and they give you the QR code in itself. And then utility and government imposters saying that, you know, you're getting emails saying that they're, you know, from the government, you got to click here, utilities, and pay your bill. But so QR codes are being really exploited now a little bit more by the scammers. So we want consumers to know, you got to make sure it's coming from a reputable source. So if it's in your restaurant, it's different. You know, it's coming from your restaurant. But if you see it in the middle of nowhere on a parking meter, you want to make verify it's actually that's the company in itself.
Yeah, confirm for sure. And there are a lot of advertisements these days for credit reports and removing negative information from it. Are those on the up and up?
Well, Bob, it's becoming a big problem here. Only scammers say that they'll remove all the negative information from your credit report. Nobody can remove, you know, negative information from your credit report if it's accurate and truthful, no matter what they promise you. And then they actually charge you fees up front, and that's against the law as well. So the FTC and the Better Business Bureau are seeing an increase in these, and the FTC just issued a warning. You know, a lot of organizations are saying they can remove negative information, and you can't remove it unless it's incorrect in some way. And don't let anybody fool you. And every consumer should get their credit report at least twice a year to make sure that everything's okay. And that's annualcreditreport.com. That's the only site you should go to, and it's free to anybody.
Tell us about what happened on the north side to a homeowner who got caught in a rental scam.
We're seeing an increase in that as well. This is the Saginaw area as well, where people kept coming to their door saying, you know, I applied to rent your house, and it was really a low price, but they gave the scammer, you know, the credit information, including, you know, credit card information, sometimes social security numbers. So what the scammers are doing are just taking normal houses and saying they're for rent on Facebook Marketplace and other social media sites. So I think consumers shouldn't, you know, freely give up their information without visiting the location or talking to the landlord or things of that nature. And it's usually, Bob, the offer is too good to be true, and that's the tip-off to the rip-off, is that why you can't pass up on a deal, only, you know, $1,500 to rent this house. Mm-hmm. But it's a scam, and so the scammer is getting $50 fee, you know, charging on a credit card, and stealing your information as well, so be very careful, Bob.
And if you get a call about fraudulent activity on your bank account, beware. Tell us why, Steve.
Well, we're seeing an increase in this as well in the Better Business Bureau. A bank does not call you up and say they can help you protect your money. They are going to protect your money. So they say they want to catch an employee or they want to help you in some way to protect your money. We need to move your assets over to another account. That's the tip-off to rip-off, Bob. Nobody can do that or should do that. that's a warning sign, and we're seeing an uptick on those types of complaints. So if you think it's your bank, go to the site, go to them directly, call them up directly. Don't follow the calls out of the blue saying that something's going to happen to your account and we can protect you.
Yeah, it's amazing so many people fall for scams like that. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.